Shira.
Ashira,
Moses,
deliver us,
don't. You're not my brother.
Bro. All right then, so bait me out then. Bait me
are
out.
We recorded. Are we started?
But I told you, move your foot away from my thing, blood.
Actually, I don't know who's who. Now, yet.
Move, blood. Alright, I'm tired of singing now. I can't lie. Wait.
Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked into the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
See how everyone trying to act different now?
We're trying to mess up the music, isn't it?
Oh, I will have to find. I'll clip it up some way. I think I had 7 seconds.
We don't change.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, we maintain and stay the same.
I might just take it all out.
Yeah.
To be safe, who knows?
Yeah.
I'm oh yes.
Said.
Oh no, yes.
That's all right. I tried to capture the genuine. Cameron taught me that.
Cameron can teach. Oh my goodness.
Lol. You know what I mean?
That's just funny. Yeah. Top right now. Blood.
Violence is not.
It's not the answer.
This is black on black violence, man.
Here hey, rap man, talking stuff about false gods and new story, fam.
Was that what it was about?
Yeah.
Slow down.
Oh, it's deep, you know?
Is it?
I was reading something on it. It's actually deep if you think about it, yeah. Like, deep it. What he's trying to say is that, like, I was reading, like, that he's basically saying that in school we used to read about Shakespeare.
Mm.
And, you know, like, they're two friends.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the friends fell apart because of the different postcodes.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically Shakespearean.
Oh, okay.
It's got a Shakespearean vibe to it.
Yeah, man, I fighting over postcodes. What's and your mum's renting the property, but
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It the don't belong to
Capulets
you,
Capulets and the...
Montagues.
Montagues.
Romeo and Juliet, man.
Come on now.
Wow.
Listen, all you roadmen out there.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Do a Romeo and a Juliet any night. Come on. Just Romeo and Juliet in the unity, but you know.
But they're still looking to kill themselves anyway, so.
Bro, okay, don't forget Romeo and Juliet. Forget about Romeo and Juliet altogether.
Just scrap it.
Just listen. Just stop stabbing each other. It's a bit pointless. None of this is going in the podcast. But hey, stop. Why are you gonna stop? Okay, what does it mean to be a man? That's a good question. That's a good question. What does it mean to be a man? Does it mean you can? Okay, here's it. I say that to say this. You won't believe the intelligence of what I've just done. I'm lying. There's no intelligence. It's an accident. But
I was ready, you know.
If God said man up, does it mean? What would it mean? I don't know. What does it mean if God says man up?
Oi, Cameron, man up.
That's coming from the voice of God. Bruh, not
it's because I told her to make a sandwich last week. Trying to get easily. If God said to man up,
yeah.
I think it would align with like the fruits of the spirit, innit?
Mm.
So like nothing could go without that in it. Like in terms of how a man would be, like it would be like kind, patient. It wouldn't be like obviously men now in today's society, like often, more often than not, they're not really like patient in it. They just want to go out and like get stuff. So if God told him, like me to man up, yeah, yeah, it would involve like the fruits of the spirit, basically. That's what my plan would be.
I've just turned to it. So you're saying if God said to man up, it would mean be loving, be joyful. I don't know. Have joy. Yeah. Be joyful. Peace. So I'll just read out the fruits of the spirit: love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. And it says, against such there is no law. So you're saying if God said to someone, man up, somehow. Here's a question that comes to my mind, though. None of those things to me sounds manly.
I was thinking that.
No, to me, especially like the loving one.
I'm not saying I disagree with anything you're saying.
No, I know.
But it's just interesting.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that came to mind. I was like,
are you saying it doesn't sound manly to the world?
I listen, I'm just saying none of that sounds... I've said what I've said.
Loving, okay.
So men don't love?
What did he say?
Men don't love.
Of course men love.
Men don't love their wives.
No.
Some men are not loving suffering.
Some say, wow, say it again.
I'm going to a different topic there, Talifa.
Sorry.
They have, but some men ain't long suffering. Some men are actually kind, patient, have peace.
Definitely they do.
So
it's about having all of them as well. It's not just picking and choosing when.
Some men that have all of them. I'm trying to think of someone, but I can't.
When you do, you know, let me know.
Me? Justin?
Wow, that's cheeky.
Claim it.
That's cheeky.
Claim it. Listen, don't let nobody tell you what to do. Like, claim it, Justin.
I've claimed it. I have it.
But
at times.
I don't know.
Sleeping.
The thing is, I 100% agree with what Cam is saying.
Oh, yeah, same.
In that's when God says man up, that's what he means.
Yeah.
Although, but the strange thing is those characteristics largely are associated with are largely associated with feminine characteristics.
Yeah.
The question I ask myself is, has that always been the case, or is that a more recent thing, or I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like we strayed away from men being loving and kind like a long time ago, like before our time, innit? Before our time, like we strayed away from that, innit?
When you say before our time,
I feel like men have been seen to be like unkind because of like the nature of like what men did in like the past. Like men fought wars, men worked hard. So like in terms of like that whole loving side, like I don't think you can't love in a war in it. You know what I mean?
You can't love war in a man.
At a time. Like when
if we're warring, I can still love you.
Wow.
Fam, if I stab you in your chest right now, obviously, I ain't love you.
Oh no, like okay, let's put it this okay.
I'm talking about man on the battlefield.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking
man
about.
Man are like, chopping off
what
legs, man
are
chopping
is,
off
like,
hands.
First World War. Christmas comes about.
Oh, he's gonna
and
say
the
like,
Germans
just
have
to say that.
A football match.
You stole my finger, man.
Sorry, go on, Justin.
Nah, go on, say it now. I was about to say that as well, but go on.
Yeah,
say
nah, like,
I'll never forget that.
It was mad stuff.
The other thing I was thinking is like,
these men are battling, you know, like literally put down their
like,
guns and
I'll
have a football
actually,
match.
You didn't finish the story.
And that's
you
how
mentioned
the first.
Oh, sorry.
That's how the first football match started. I'm joking. This.
That was somewhere.
That's how the World Cup started.
Or say, I was gonna say something, but I can't really say it. I can say it. Say if I get shot. Both. I'm an enemy soldier. I get shot. Half of my body's blown off, but I'm still alive. I literally mean half of my body is blown off. I'm still alive. What are you going to do to me?
Finish the job, innit, bro? Like, what?
Some people would. Yeah, I would.
Why would you finish the job?
Because I'd cheat in your face.
You're the enemy,
and I would say thank you. You know, I might beg you to. Yeah. I might beg you to shoot me in the face.
Then if you beg me, then I'd do it.
Oh, that's
make you feel the worst pain ever.
Justin's are a waste, man.
It's not a waste, but, man. I want to make you feel the pain if you're the enemy. But anyway, that's just my nature, though. I wouldn't do that. If you're the enemy, then you're the enemy for a reason.
I thought you had the fruit of the spirit.
Wow.
But
I do have the fruit.
Justin, what does if God says man up to you, what does he mean?
To me it would mean everything that I've learned over the years in the Bible, as in like the lessons that my parents have basically spoken about. Obviously they do speak about God and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the main one was basically the fruits of the spirit, which we do learn a lot about in church and in Pathfinders also. Pathfinders extends that knowledge, of course. And then obviously, like, the many stories that you've heard as a kid, as in, like, David and Goliath, like, how David was bold. Be bold, yeah. All of that. And then, like, you have, like, Joseph, the cult of colours, and he was a dreamer. So, like, just all them stories that have just come into place, it's just, like, all of those things are basically lessons for us to learn about how to be the perfect man or the perfect example to bring people to God. So yeah,
Talitha, God says man up. What does he mean?
God said woman up.
I'm not a man.
God said woman up.
I'm of the firm belief that you don't have to be a man to be able to sympathize with a woman.
I think it means to like put away like childish things, essentially. So whether that be the habits that you've developed over the years that are not of God, whether it is your mentality that you need to change, like it encompasses everything. So mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. That's what I think. If God tells you to man up, it's like, okay, you're no longer a child anymore. You're not on that baby food. You're on the side. Do you know what I mean? Like,
on the hard food now.
On the hard food, you know. Now.
You get me?
The real thing.
The real thing. Boom.
So
that's what I think.
That's crazy. Okay.
It means.
When I was a child, I'm gonna look for that verse.
Gonna run with it.
You know what? That's true. You know.
I taught like a child.
Okay, like when you're a youth, you can have like a fight with a person, and there's no consequences to it, innit? But when you're a man, you have to think about more the like consequences.
What do you mean when you're a child? There's no consequences.
Like there's less consequences to doing stuff, innit?
Oh yeah, because you're learning. There we go. Mm. True.
But even in terms of like what happens after. So if you have a fight at school, nothing's gonna happen. But if you have a fight on road as a big man, something's gonna happen, like more's gonna happen,
isn't it? Implicated,
yeah,
more responsibility, because with age comes responsibility,
isn't it? Yeah, so. Basically,
that's crazy.
Bloody racists, I'm joking.
Where did that go from?
So, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I understood as a child, I thought like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
That's the question.
So, what are the childish things that you? Let's see. So, let's
we
go
can
back.
That. We can explore that.
All right, go on. We'll unpack.
Yeah.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. Wow. So the chapter begins with love. Okay. So there's a nice link there.
Mm.
So before we had the fruit of the spirit.
Yeah. Come on now.
Wow. Lord.
See how God just works.
Alvin,
okay.
No. I wish
you have to do the head
see.
Bop. You have to do the
I
head bop with
you
that.
You
see,
have Alvin. To do the head. Listen, you have to. even the grasping something invisible. The squeeze.
I've never seen that.
Have you? You've never seen that?
No, blood. Oh yeah, I've seen the hands. Oh, I haven't seen like that thing. People are crazy.
Listen, the thingy bob started in church. What's it called? The woe started in church.
That's so dope.
The pastor would preach it, be like,
You're dumb.
Anyway,
you're dumb.
Lord, speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love. I've become a sounding brass or tingling cymbal.
Tingling cymbal.
Tinkle, tinkle.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can move mountains, wow, and have not love, I am nothing. Or charity, really. The word that's being used is charity, which is the agape form of love, which is...
What is the definition of
agape
love? I've actually forgotten
it.
And that's really bad.
Agape is so there's Platonic love, which is love between people that has like friends, love between friends.
Mm.
There's erotic love, which is love, say, between a man and his wife.
Mm. I don't know what that is.
Mm.
I feel like there's a fourth one, but it doesn't come to mind.
The brotherly love.
What and which one's that?
Like when David loved Jonathan as a brother.
Okay, would that be described as platonic, or is that closer than a friend?
Yeah, it's sometimes closer than like a guy to girl relationship as well, isn't it?
I
a bestieship.
A bestieship. Yeah, I could agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is. What's
I don't like besties. Let's just say close friends.
Yeah. In any case, I've lost my trail. I've found my trail. In any case, chapter 13 of Corinthians begins by saying, so the previous chapter was talking about, the previous chapter would have been talking about the gifts of the Spirit, which are things like the gift of healing, gift of tongues, gift of interpretation, gift of prophecy, all of those being gifts of the Spirit. But then he talks then about something more important than those gifts.
And what chapter was it again?
So this is 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Yeah.
It starts talking about love.
Yeah.
Which is a fruit of the Spirit, not a gift of the Spirit.
Mm.
So then it places this fruit of the Spirit above a gift of the Spirit, being administered, all those gifts that you can think of that are given by the Spirit to different people, different ones to different people. But it places love above them all. I want to jump down some verses. Though I give all my possessions to the poor, And I give my body to be burnt up, so not obviously like martyrdom, and have not love, it benefits me nothing. That's scary. That kind of says like we can think that we're sacrificing ourselves, but if we don't love people and God in doing that, it's pointless. So imagine that. Imagine being a martyr for nothing. Anywho. A waste of time and life and money and everything. Charity. So then it starts talking about the characteristics of love, which we found in Galatians 5 verse 22. So love suffers long, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It is kind, another fruit of the Spirit. It doesn't envy. Charity vaunteth not itself, and is not puffed up. It doesn't.
That's interesting. That's a really. We'll go.
No. Go into that. I know. Go into it.
Nah, because obviously the nature of men is to puff themselves up in it, and like to
boast.
Yeah, to boast. Like that's what a real man is seen as, isn't it? In the world, isn't it? Like the most manliest man.
Yeah.
I don't know. For black people anyway, has like the biggest chain or the best car,
and like it's visible.
It's all like outward. It's like I think last week was kind of talking about it, like the people that do that are often not the most secure people. Some people are, but most of them,
because there's a way how you do it.
Yeah. Like there's people that just have it, but then there's people that force it in it, and there's a lot of guys especially that just force it in it. And like they want to be that it guy, but they just haven't I don't know, some people have got it, some people don't, innit? Like, some people, like, puff up themselves, innit? And at the end of the day, when you think about puffing yourself up, there's no point, because there's God, innit? And God is
a mad thing. It's Bible.
Humble.
Yeah?
Yo.
Like,
sit down, be humble.
There's a Bible, where, there's somewhere where Jesus says, he who exalteth himself will be abased.
What does abased mean? Put down.
We'll be brought to low.
Like, you can't be doing hand signals on a podcast.
I know.
He's literally like,
they wrote both these things, hand signals to me. I'm like, right, okay, I get it. But
abased means people, brought down.
Brought down, okay.
Brought low.
Like, so if you puff up your chest, you'll get put down, basically. Down. So
isn't that...
Woo!
I will come back. Oh, nah.
No, address it now.
Address it now. Address it now.
Nah, I will not remember.
Because we were meant to go back to something else, and I can't even remember what that thing was.
Trust me. It's, we were meant to go back to. We were meant to go back to a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Listen, don't wait for me. Interrupt me. Cut me off. Don't like. So I'm gonna ask a question.
Go on. Wait, you didn't address it though.
Is modern? No. This is me addressing it.
Oh, okay.
Is modern? Is the way that? Even sometimes I think, even the way that we think, I need to be a man. Let's speak about myself then. Sometimes I think that way, or like, sometimes I'm aware of, sometimes I
buff yourself up.
Buff myself up.
Yeah, because you feel sexy on that day, innit?
Mate. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, you never felt sexy? I feel sexy when I have a trim, fam.
You feel like, but to me, sexy and what I feel is different. So sexy.
What I'm feeling.
To me, sexy is. Oh, do I feel? I don't think there's anything wrong with feeling sexy.
There's nothing wrong with feeling sexy
at all.
Like what is feeling sexy? Though.
Feeling sexy is like, yo,
I'm looking like.
What
spectacular!
Did the mouth clap thing? Did the mouth clap thing that you do?
Oh, wait, let me. No, I can't do it.
Yeah, do you know that?
Snacky doodles.
Justin's not impressed, you know.
I'm not sure I can do that.
I always look like a snack anyway, so it don't really matter.
Gang.
So you mean okay?
It's okay.
I know many people are gonna say that when they hear this. You know, like,
but what? Being puffed up is different from that. Like, to me, being puffed up is
I feel like
you do something and you're like, oh, okay. Like, I have to consciously make sure that my head doesn't swell.
Now you know what it is certain, because like, you know why? Because you sing on that and people puff up your chest all the time. Yeah. I see it. Don't think I see it.
Oh, I was good. Oh, nice. Oh my gosh, Alvin, you're such a lovely voice. Oh my gosh. Wow. Everybody say wow.
Sing to me, Alvin. No.
Obviously your chest will could. No. I'm saying if it was a different type of person, it could get like mad.
Listen, if I'm the same person, it could.
Even
after consciously I tell myself, one, obviously I know my own mistakes, and when someone says stuff, I'm like, I hear it, I'm like, okay, thank you, because I can't, it's weird not to say. I never used to not to say, but one, I'm like, okay, thank you, because you have to thank someone for complimenting. I don't know, but then the next thing is I don't go or I stop myself from going, that means I am whatever, because I know that I am not whatever people, everything that people say, I am not that. Like,
People think you're an angel.
Nah.
I guarantee there's one
angelos. I think it's interesting because, you know, when like older people,
relatable, because
you know, like, when some people say it to you in like church and stuff,
yeah,
and say like, oh, such and such should be like. Oh. Like, my child should be like so and so. Do you think it's your responsibility, yeah, especially like with the topic of manning up,
yeah,
to like keep it real, or do you? But let's be honest, reality is most people just run with it.
I just say thank you.
I would say you don't say anything.
I would say
run with it.
Do you know what I mean?
Listen, but here's the weird part. I want to get to the point where I always say, nah, not right now. Yeah, yeah. Or I'll say something like, not this week, or I don't know, because I'm honest with people that I ain't perfect.
That's good.
But I want to get to the point where someone goes, ah, your son should be like Alvin, and I go, yeah. Do you know what? I swear down, it's my ambition. When I was reading, I can't remember what book, where Paul says, be like me as I am like Christ.
Yeah.
When I read that, I was like,
I sort of heard that verse before, but I haven't deeped it until you just said that still.
It's
because Paul would have said that statement. If some little kid had come to Paul and like, oh,
yeah,
I want to be like you. He's like, yeah, you should. Because like I'm you. Like Christ.
Yeah.
Like, that's true.
The day. That's what you would have said. That has to be our aim. And
that's not a bad boast either. Yeah. That is a, you and need someone to Christ.
Exactly.
Kind of, do you know what I mean? So it's not a popping and on your also, chest boastfulness.
It's
actually in humility. It's actually in the opposite.
And also, it's like, we at some point, by the time we get to heaven, we will be like Christ. So like, I remember one time there was a children's story told at Camp Hill, and the children's story was, there's this guy who was drunk who came to church, and found Christ at church. Then this guy decided to devote his entire life to serving Christ. He decided, I'm going to do it at church. He would tidy up the church. He would plant flowers, all sorts, at the church. He became essentially the caretaker of the church.
Yeah.
If people came who were ill, or he would point them where the hospital was or take them there. If people were hungry, he would
feed them
or he would go to the kitchen, rustle up something. And he was doing this all the time. So much so that one Sabbath, one of these people who he'd helped came to church and came to the pastor and said, I'm trying to find Jesus. And then he says, oh, you've come to the right place. And he says, accept Jesus. No, I've met Jesus. He comes to this church. Mad. When I heard that story, my mind was blown.
No, I read that story.
Do you catch it?
I did, because I was reading something about that this morning still. Talking about some kind that... Oh, can't say it. It's a Greek word. One sec, let me find it. Go on, keep going.
Oh, we'll edit this.
This is my Alvin pause.
Okay.
Something that you said at the end. Something that you said at the end of that. What did you say at the end of that statement?
Did you catch that?
Yeah, he found Jesus. Jesus is already in the church.
He says, no.
Yes, okay. So how many men in your life have you seen and they're like, boom, do you reflect Christ? That's not like a question to like answer.
A rhetorical.
Yeah, but I think like a lot of men in church...
Well, I found it still.
...are not like Christ. Like they think they are because they puff up their chest. And even in church, you'll find like, okay... A lot of like elders or even pastors will like puff up their chest, and it's in like not like a dignified way. Like a lot of the ways like they handle, especially like women as well, it's not in a Christ-like manner. It's not loving. So then they're not being. If Christ told them to man up, it wouldn't be in the way that they would even expect in it. So yeah, that's my thing.
No, I was saying like, as in the thing I was reading this morning was like the spirit in Acts, basically he's talking about condonia, like can be translated to like partnership, as in we're supposed to show that like we're supposed to show like all the good parts about like doing all the kind things, doing what basically Alvin was saying about that, what the guy was doing, and it basically just like. Can be revealed down, as in God is within us, as in it's like people would see us, but they would see God through us rather than rather than basically us as a people, they'll see God in us, and that would like make them have that decision to come into the church. So it's one of those ones. So I was like, that's literally the spirit working in him, basically.
Yeah,
that intensity.
Because
doing that on a daily basis, bro, I know a couple of people who'll be like, oof, it's getting a bit long now.
Yeah.
When you think that was Paul's, his whole life, once he, that's what I like, it's taking me a while to deep. The moment that Paul meets Christ, which makes me think, have I properly met Christ? Because like, his whole life changed.
That's true, still.
Like, his whole life changed. Everything became about, this is all I'm going to do now. Yeah. This is all that matters.
Wait, was
I'm going to work in order that people know him.
But that's so funny, because it's like, I've just thought about, like, God asking you to man up. Like, that's essentially what God did to Saul on the way to Damascus.
Mm.
He literally stopped him and was like, man up. And then I've just even thought about, like, how when God asks you to man up, it's actually asking for his spirit to dwell in you. And that way you can have the gifts of the spirit, you can have the fruit of the spirit, and you can actually put away the childish things. Like, it ties all those things together, because it's actually God's spirit living in you, making you be like Christ without even feeling like a chore, because it's like, it's just who you are. It's like, it's just in you. Like, you don't have to think about it. Like,
yeah, I was looking at the story of what was it, Saul to Paul, so obviously at the retreat Rebecca did most of it, but my part was about the transition of Saul into Paul. But I was looking at it in terms of like careers and it, and in terms of like God actually like impacted his whole life so much so that he just changed his whole mission. So I was even thinking about in terms of like, men have always been associated with work, you know what I mean? So if God tells you to man up, it's also like, it could change like your career path, you know what I mean? Like, or if, I don't know, like, it's funny, and it, like, you can, I'm getting two stuff out of the story now, and it, like, obviously on the one hand, God's completely changed this man's life, and he goes from a persecutor of Christians, he was a tent maker, and I think he still continues to be a tent maker, if I'm not wrong. And God just basically transformed his life.
Pharisee, tent maker.
I'm trying to think, like, how much men have I seen in my life that I've actually, like, or have we seen, like, collectively, like, transform, like, God, like, literally stop them and, like, transform their lives in terms of, like, because a lot of men as well, it comes along with, like, the whole, like, family and, like, responsibility and, like, providing and stuff in it. How much people have, like, taken that, like, career leap, where, like, God might want them to serve more, but they just haven't taken that career leap, especially for men as well. Because obviously women can work and obviously do work, but in terms of, like, the whole being, like, consistently working or whatever, that's more, like, traditionally, like, men, isn't it?
Traditionally.
Nah, it is.
I know what you mean.
It is, and in terms of, like, because women have to have kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it naturally happens, like, men more often than not will work longer in terms of like their whole life than women on average,
an hour's work. But like, what's interesting is, but I don't know if it,
now they do
in terms of the working though.
I was trying to look at Talif for it.
I just can't.
I was looking for that confirmation. Yeah.
I just can't.
You know what it is?
Listen. God says. He doesn't.
Shall I show you a verse in the Bible where men are meant to wash the dishes?
Go on.
Wow.
Men, go back to the kitchen.
I shot myself in the
foot. You
know what? You know what?
Let me revise it for you.
Nah, can we say anything wrong?
All I was gonna say is like,
nah, I didn't. Go make me a sandwich, blood.
Don't double down. The commandment to work isn't.
No, it's not solely on men. I didn't say that. But
you didn't say that.
Okay, so I was trying to work out what the point was.
No, my point was that in terms of Saul to Paul's journey and it in terms of like men and their calling, and in terms of like, because Saul didn't have a family at the time, I'm talking about men with families that have to take like that are the providers of their homes, like that have to take a risk in it.
I'm just putting it like,
where's the
text.
So obviously it's one of the ones where it doesn't actually mean it, but I found it funny. So Second Kings, Second Kings 21 verse 13 says, "And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down." Men, you heard.
It you says, know you better wipe
I
your
will
dish.
Wipe Jerusalem yeah, as a man wipeth a dish.
That was my old job.
And turning it upside down.
I'm already doing that anyway.
So was Paul the one?
Biblical.
With the crew. Was Paul the one with the what? With the crew, like Talitha.
I love it.
Talitha. And Timothy, all of those people. Timothy, yeah. Titus. Yeah.
Timothy was...
Man, them rolled teeth.
Timothy, he has a son.
That was a proper...
Timothy, Paul, Silas, Peter. Here's one. Here's the interesting thing. Manning up. I've only thought of it.
Changing your company as well.
Manning up may not be... So with Paul.
Wait. Talitha just said something.
What?
Changing your company as well. Changing the circle of men that you're around is extremely important.
That's what I touched on last week as well.
Wow, Talitha.
I won't throw the shade again because we heard it the first time.
Wow, Talitha.
Don't want to reopen the wound. You know what I mean? Wow. Yeah. So I'm going to leave it there.
Wow. Well, listen, throw the shade for those who are listening for the first time.
I actually can't do it.
So,
listen. It's going to become too specific.
Certain men have friends that are bombs.
Too loud, but this has peaked. Go on.
Certain men have like a whole circle of friends that are bombs.
That are toxic.
Now that are bombs that don't do nothing.
Ooh, mercy.
For in life and for God anyway.
Mercy. Oh, mercy. In life was one thing. For God took it to another level.
Like, okay, we understand you don't have a job. That's fine, isn't it? Like a conventional job. But you don't do nothing for God as well. You're a bomb, fam.
Jokers. And listen. That's a, that 5 points. Fire.
Thank you.
By the way, becoming a man or manning up may not be instant. It's
getting circumcised.
It could.
Nice. Yeah. It is. No, I swear I was reading Nelson Mandela's book and he talks about his foreskin getting chopped off still. And that was there.
He could have just said circumcision. We all know.
Blood, the foreskin gets chopped off, blood. He described the blade going down, fam.
Please stop.
Listen, like, you're gonna be a doctor.
I know, but surgery's not for me.
Oh, Peter. It takes Peter a while. So whilst he's living with Christ for 3 years, at the end or towards the end of the with the towards the time that Christ is heading to Jerusalem and is going to be, in fact, no, in the midst of it, when the soldiers come to him and he's going to be arrested, Peter takes out a knife and cuts a man's ear. I'm trying to remember who the man is who he cuts.
It's
someone's servant. Is it a guard or a servant?
It's not the centurion. Imagine I said the centurion.
High priest, servant, or guard. It'll come to me. It'll come back to me. But he chops that guy's ear after 3.5 years of being with Christ. He does what Christ does not want him to do. So much so that Christ heals the man's ear there and then, which is a madness in itself.
God is mad, you know.
Because, like, imagine this is the guy who's going to.
Servant of the Jewish high priest.
Yeah. This is the guy. This is the servant to the high priest. Who's the high priest then? It's Caiaphas or Annas?
Micaiah.
It would have been
one of the Micaiah.
Is the guy's name Micaiah?
Micaiah was the servant of the Jewish high priest.
Thanks, Cam.
Participated in the arrest.
Cheers, Cam. That's fast, man. So Micaiah. His ear is chopped off, but is the high priest? It's Caiaphas, isn't it? Who's the high priest?
I hope so. Probably. Get one right.
So he chops his ear off. Jesus heals the ear, and which shows that Jesus didn't want Peter to do that. When Peter is shown a vision of clean and unclean animals to signify that. Those who the Gentiles are, this are also the seed of Abraham. So that he can go to Cornelius's house. I want to say Cornelius. meaning that, like, at that point, he still hasn't learnt the lesson. He still hasn't fully learnt what it is like to become, like, he's not yet like Christ, or not yet fully like Christ, until, but then we see that he does end up like Christ because of his, the one, the way he dies, or not even the way he dies, the fact that he dies for Christ. Not only does he die for Christ, but he is imprisoned for Christ. Like, every, his whole life at this point is, he's going to do everything so that people can know who Christ is. But in any case, it just shows that the journey, that, that same journey to being Christ-like, for some, it may be, it will happen at different paces. For some, so essentially, just don't be discouraged if for you it's taking, if you're on the Peter route, just listen, or you're on the Paul route, just keep going, keep going.
That's, well, no, don't keep going, don't keep killing people.
Oh, no, no, I mean, as in keep going on the journey.
Okay, but, cool.
Oh, definitely don't keep people. Yeah. Listen, and also, if you're like Peter and carrying a shank, put that down.
Yeah,
I hear that still. No, I'm joking.
What does it mean to be a man?
Oh my day.
You know what it is, though? I feel like, I feel like it's a thing where we're not addressing the main thing still.
Go on.
Like, if you want to be a man of God, you first need that motivation. Like, as in, I'm not even talking about, like, motivation from your friends, peers, anything else. Like, you need it from self and the Holy Spirit, because, like, you have to ask that. Yes, that's that divine power, that supernatural force to come and intervene. Because it's a thing where, like, you can be doing your own thing, but if you still ain't, like, pull it out there onto, like, into God, and, like, been to God, and, like, just been to God, like, oh, like, God, I want to be a man. Will you help me? Get me?
Whoa.
Help me? Like, rain, let your Holy Spirit rain down on me.
Pray that prayer, everyone.
Yeah, literally, pray that prayer. Like, it literally, it might take all night. And it has to be sincere as well. That's another thing. So yeah, it's one of those things where you just need it.
Because if the desire's not there, then
it's like why will God? It's not out there. Why would God help you if you don't know that you want help?
There do you want to be well?
There we go.
It is well.
Like, say if something's wrong with you, you want to go to the doctors and be like, "Oh, something's wrong." You get me?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people problem. Who do that.
Wow. Who do what?
Why book the appointment?
And then, oh, go on, explain.
The 101 cause.
You just say, "I'm fine, doctor."
Why oh, you're joking.
You're here.
Why?
See, maybe it's the couples that allow them to have done that before still.
Is it usually men who cut? Is it men who
are?
Like,
usually men.
Yeah, I thought so.
Their wives
interesting. Interesting. It's usually the men.
I knew.
Stubborn, bro. Like,
stubborn.
Stubborn. It's like, yo,
why am I here? And even if you're going to say, I don't know why I'm here, at least get your wife to write the note.
At least have something with. I once met someone who told me that he's not a sinner.
That he's not a sinner.
A saint.
That's the beginning. That's the beginning of sin. That's the beginning of sin.
It makes me think.
How can men just tell you that he's not a sinner?
Actually, that he's.
I'm not a sinner. Stop. Innocent.
Like, I asked him. He said, "I don't sin." What do you like? I said to him. I was talking to him about.
He just shakes
the head. The head shake and it's going back.
Wait, is he from church? Does he go to church?
No, it's just a friend. Oh my! But like,
definitely since then. No, I'm joking.
I was like, what? he was asking me questions, and then at some point we got to the verse, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And he said, "What do you mean all have sinned? I haven't sinned."
Not me.
Yeah, but that's dumb. Oh, so
he
said that. So I said, "You haven't sinned," and then I was like, "What do you mean you haven't sinned?" And he's like, I ain't killed anyone. And then I quickly went through the Ten Commandments with him, and I said, "Have you lied?" And then he was like, "Okay, yeah, I have sinned." So sometimes it takes us, it takes us knowing that we are ill and need treatment, as Talitha and Justin are saying, we can't just expect it to happen to us, kind of thing, or. Jesus asks the man who's at the pool of Bethesda. I mispronounced that one.
I was gonna let it slide. Glad I had to say it myself.
He asks him, "Do you want to be well?" Which is, do you want to be well? Do Do you want to be made well? He says. And that's that story that's found in John 5 verse 6. And he's been, anyway, the pool of Bethesda is where people went to be healed because they believed that if that an angel would trouble the water, and whoever got into the pool first would be made well. So this man is obviously there to get well, and yet Jesus gets his verbal medical consent to heal the man. If you want to be a man the way God wants you to be a man, or a woman the way God wants you to be a woman, if you want God to say to help you man up, you've got to ask him, as Justin and Talitha are saying.
You've got to proclaim it.
Come on now. There was, I can't think of any verses that I want. Oh, okay, the yeah, there was a verse. So. First Corinthians chapter 1 and verse, I'll start from verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God. No, that starts in the middle of the verse.
Wait, what's this about?
I'm going to go to verse, I'm gonna jump straight to verse 25. Because the fool, no, go back, Alvin, you can't go there. Sorry.
The way how you like talk to yourself, it makes me laugh. Like you bat, like you go.
What, Alvin?
Yeah.
Alvin's crazy, you know.
I do it the same, but
psychopath blood.
All right. But I'm not as bad. That's what I was gonna say.
Am I a psychopath?
You're not a psychopath. As if you
high functioning.
As if you
I'm joking. As joking. If you I'm even not
considering.
A psychopath. I'm not a psychopath.
I can't do.
Apart from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this verse says, because of the foolishness of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yea, things which are not to bring naught things which are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. That's crazy. That text kind of reminds, like, I don't know. That text makes the thing that when I hear that text, it makes me want to go to Matthew 5. And the reason why it makes me go to Matthew 5 is because Matthew 5 makes everything that seems negative and everything that seems like weak and feeble and like we're not supposed to be this, it shows us that like the opposite is true. So for instance, it'll say, blessed are the poor in spirit. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Mm.
Who wants to be poor?
Not to me.
Not me.
Moreover, who wants to be poor in spirit? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Who wants to be meek? Like, who wants to be like Moses? Anyway, who wants to be meek? For they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Like many times someone has done, many times someone does something and we're like, I ain't forgive, why should I forgive that person?
Mm.
And yet here, blessed are the merciful.
I
think that
all the time, I can't lie.
And then sometimes I'm like, I need to make it to heaven.
My head gets really hot, like I'm just like, blood.
Bonnie. I forgive everyone still.
Nah, Bonnie and Bonnie lifeblood. That's how I think sometimes. I swear on my life, for like,
people are actually just so wicked, and it's just like,
why?
You know what I mean? It's just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I've
literally forgiven everyone.
You're good. You're good. I have forgiven, but look at my heart, it's still hard.
I can still talk to everyone the same way, like.
Same. I don't have enemies. I don't have enemies. I think.
Could be too fast at that home, wouldn't it? Wait, who was there? You were there. Were you there?
I am dead.
I don't think I was there.
You were there.
So could be too fast. Yeah.
I'll remind you later. You were here. You were there. Remember
that time? Wait, message in the group chat.
No, it's fine. It's not a bad thing. Like, I thank them for doing it. I didn't necessarily. It's not like I'm not like. Let me just defend myself. I'm not like two faces in like. But you know the ones where people have wronged you in the past, and you are pally. You're civil with them, but actually, you don't need to be. If someone has genuinely wronged you and you feel a certain type of way, you don't actually have to be civil. But I'm the type of person where I am too nice sometimes, and it's like. No, Talitha, you don't actually need to be nice to this person. You can just be like, you've wronged me, and I have every right to not...
Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember now.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
To not actually, like, be civil with you. And that's okay. But for me, in my mindset, I guess it's just the way I don't know. Like, I just see it as things I need to be nice. But it's actually, like, I'm still learning. Like, no... You don't actually have to be nice to a person. You can still be nice,
but be honest. I always think I'll tell someone. If someone's wronged me, I'll say, listen, you...
Oh, yeah, I've told... I've told a person, but it's still like... You don't even have to go out of your way. Not out of your way. Oh, I'm trying to think about how to word it. You basically... You don't have to be friends.
Yeah, okay.
That person doesn't actually have to think that you are their friend.
Okay.
Because if they've wronged you, they've wronged you.
Sometimes they have to know.
But sometimes they do know, but then it's like my actions don't match up, so then it's like I am not being true to
what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Because I'm too much of a people pleaser and care what people think, and it's like, leave a no one actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just do you and just own it.
I'm still learning.
So when the person called me two-faced, it wasn't like in a negative way. It's just the fact that it's almost like I need to man up. And just like, if you're going to do something, if you're just doing it, like, don't, no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Don't
you're
hang
too
about.
Too old for that now.
Don't hang about still. No, you know what I'm saying? No, I do hear that. No.
So
slight digress, but I just wanted to defend myself.
No,
think I'm some two-faced girl. I'm not like that girl, you know.
Yeah, she is still.
No, I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I want to go.
I want to lose friends on this podcast, man. I'm losing friends.
Don't do that.
Own it still.
So I got you guys.
Exactly, for now. No. But yeah.
I'm going to say my final thing in this shut up.
What's that?
There's one thing we didn't explore, though.
Go on.
What?
Charges things. We only said we're going to explain what that is.
Oh, childish
things. Oh.
I put in the group chat, but since no one responded.
I can't quite look at it because my phone is in a plastic wallet.
I was wondering why that's the case.
His phone's in a polypocket.
I'm so clever.
I thought, That's
I'm amazing.
Because my case has not yet arrived. So
and
the screen, it's a new phone, but it's basically I'm insured. That sounds Listen, I'm not being conceited. This is not my insurance. My parents have done this for me.
We're all students, okay.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with saying your phone's insured.
Okay.
People should do that.
Yeah, insure your phone.
Yeah.
Put the knife down and ensure you. Listen,
that is no relation here. big man thing though.
Seriously,
roadman should have life insurance.
You should.
If you're a roadman and you don't have life insurance,
I'll take out life insurance policies. How many, you know?
Listen,
big man thing. I'll get like 50 bags.
Not because I watched have you seen Policing London? The Met program.
Wonderful. We get sidetracked so easily. It's
I'm sorry, I'm part of the problem.
Alvin's the problem.
I'm not the whole problem. Alvin's I'm part of the
problem. I'm part of the problem. I can't lie.
And Cameron and Talitha.
What about you? Where's your hand in this?
For Christ, so this is. Let's see what childish things are.
Read it back.
Childish
things regarding to what?
So, to work out childish things are, we're gonna have to go.
Okay. Childish things in regards to man up would be, I would say, personally, as in. People that like to let's put it into my things now. As in my childish things were, it would be going down, going down. Basically, meeting lots of girls.
I don't like that.
That was my type of thing. Still, like as in that was my childish ways. Like I did waste copper mileage and copper petrol money. Well. Doing that stuff, obviously, we learn our lessons. Yeah. And also, stealing was a mad thing as well. Stealing was a madness.
Oh, easy.
Like, theft. Oof.
That was my limit.
You see? Yeah, that was my thing, though. So.
Okay. Both. Mad.
I'm trying to think if there's more. I'm trying to expose myself.
I think my childish thing was. Well, it still kind of is anger. Even though I like to play angry.
I always be playing angry and that.
You've been so calm in the last. Really?
Yeah, no. But in terms of my childish thing though was like.
Oh, when you like when you're young. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's why, you know. I feel like I use like an example of like when you get into fights and stuff like that, there's no consequences to stuff. But when you're an adult, you have to think your way around problems and you can't just. Fight people, I never got humbled.
The only time I seen Cam angry was several years ago at a certain camp meeting.
Who came into Cameron's circle that made him humble?
No one, not you.
The only time I seen you angry was, do you remember camp meeting a few years ago?
Oh yeah.
Were you there?
Fam, I was vexed. I've seen Cameron. When Skinny Dwan was about.
The highlight of my life.
What a waste, man. Like,
the thing is, the same thing happened to me some years after when I went to uni.
Yeah.
I felt the pain, but like, everyone was looking, like,
But it's traumatic, isn't
it? It is traumatic. But I couldn't even get angry because I was in public. Fam. So like, everyone was just staring at me. And then when I started laughing, everyone started laughing. I was like, I shouldn't have laughed.
I cried.
I paid £2. No, but
like the example I was gonna give was like earlier. So like obviously, like when I was in primary school or whatever, I used to throw tables and chairs.
Tables.
Tell me that.
Tell
people.
Honestly,
are
I
you
was
serious,
scared
Cam?
Of Cameron.
I've heard about this though.
Yeah.
I was just like, why
don't
you just relax?
Is that upstairs?
Was it year five?
Oh my!
I did it as in Nicholas's years, innit?
I think it was the year three to year six.
Yeah.
Miss Nicholas.
Actually, no, maybe year two. Actually,
not year two.
That was year five. I heard about year five. No, it was year six. I was dashing chairs. I did something crazy every year.
You're the kind of kid who I'd be restraining nowadays, man.
Ate a few times. But obviously, like, that kind of behaviour is not acceptable now, innit? So that was my childish thing, like. That's what I mean, like, you know what I mean, like. I look crazy.
I can't even imagine.
Cam would have had a high pitched voice as well. What? What are you talking to?
Love it. And yet, this is why I hate how people. How long you have known me, though? I hate it, man.
Oh, bad.
You're a waste, man. But yeah,
that's crazy.
Nah. But there was obviously like a few times where that happened, and it. But
that's so like, bad. In terms, Snapchat was a thing back then. Bro?
Yeah, it would have been crazy. Like in terms of because Snapchat's a thing in primary schools now, isn't it? So that would have been recorded. That would have been recorded, innit?
Kind of filter there. Hulk. Here he goes again.
Right, that's why my life. I just used to see the first thing, and because people were normally the people that annoyed me were normally far away from me, innit?
That's so why he threw the chair. So
obviously, you're trying to strike.
I was trying to hit man.
Nothing could be Cameron's way, you know.
Oh, that's mad.
It only happened once in our class. No, I remember one time. I can't even remember what happened. I'm not gonna say it. Someone said. I'm gonna bleep it out. Someone said something about someone, and the table just went.
Oh, I remember that story.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Went over for him and grabbed him.
The table and went for him. I was like,
went for him. No, actually, he's got to him though. And strangled
really?
Him. Yeah.
Oh, that's really sad though.
But now look at them. They're all still like. Car, like they would have crushed that, like as in like it's non-existent.
Oh yeah, even, yeah.
It's all forgotten by now.
I hope so. I hope so. You men are old now, you know. They're 25.
Remember that time in primary school? Hey, in primary school, you choking me, bro.
Now, that's like that show when there's these best friends who had the opportunity to tattoo something on each other.
Oh and
she
yeah.
Tattooed something that she hadn't forgiven her from something in high school.
Oh and yeah. Like
in their 30s now.
That's so mad, bro. That's petty.
So imagine they're best love that friends.
Nah, girls are petty. Like,
you know what? I just don't know what to say, bro. Like,
yeah.
You did what? Oh, I thought you were my friend. You were my girl, man. Like,
bullshit, bro.
What's that? Are you kidding me? Somebody hold me back. Hold me back.
I did the same thing.
She's scrapping.
Because, like, yo, wow. Over 30 years, bro. Like, that's mad.
That's a mad. You know what? That's where you. That's people are toxic, you know.
True,
I can't hold stuff in for 30 bro. Years. I mean, not bang you up.
And she was like, I'm going to take your man. I was like, you brave. No loyalties now.
Girls are trash, bro.
Girls said tattoo just made epic cancelable.
Nah, bro.
That permanent ain't got a thinking like yo.
Yeah, you can continue the recording. You can.
Anywho.
Yeah, so in a sense that was my like childish thing, innit?
I'm really thinking what mine is.
Yeah.
Someone could tell me. I don't know.
I feel like you kind of you've kind of explained yours, isn't it? Like yours is being too nice.
Oh right, yeah.
Too nice.
So you have to grow out of that, innit?
I am actually sometimes too nice. Like it is a problem.
Too nice to the state
because some people think that. Not that I've never had anyone like walk all over me because of it. Like I'm not too nice in that way. But it's too nice in terms of. People just see me as that person who's like, oh, it's Leif. Like, people think that they're my friend.
Oh,
it's Leif. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Wow, oh my gosh, wow.
But then I'm like,
we're so close.
Basically, oh, no, we're not making that comment.
You're full of sunshine.
I'm not making the comment.
November's almost over.
What was happening in November? Is it no sex in November?
Oh,
no.
Oh, man.
Who's broken that?
Huh?
Who's broken it?
What?
Cammy broke it.
Broke what?
No, remember.
Everyone's
my virginity is still intact, big man.
Mercy. Same.
Yeah. Hear that.
Hear that story.
I'm safe.
You know what? If you keep this in, all the guys are going to be laughing. Cruising. And all the girls are going to be like,
I know.
I'm saying that, and I'm not even there. I don't even know you got to hear. I'm lightheaded. Look after yourself, Alvin.
I'm calm, bro.
Okay.
I'm decent.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
that's good for
1 Corinthians 13. I'm joking.
Cubs are dickhead.
Okay. I've got it. How we could wrap this up. Man, the Satan way versus man, the Christ way.
Mercy.
That's November in a nutshell.
Which way?
In a nutshell. Oh my gosh, that's November in a nutshell. Oh my gosh, what the hell?
I'm so sorry.
So what we said? That's.
Oof, Lord help me. Help me.
So you're saying God for 1 month, and then like the rest is down to the level.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I gathered from what
listen, you mean. Listen, the mic did
my
something.
My mic went floppy.
Joke. I made a joke.
The mic went floppy.
Mad.
I need to stop.
You do need to stop when the girl said the mic went floppy.
Low it.
I can't remember which way to twist it.
Mad. These puns are getting crazy now.
The mic's moving flaccid and that blood.
Oh, oh my side.
Alvy just got up. That's it. In 25 the odd.
Have you never done that? Like you just no, combing your hair and woo, woo.
Oh no, nah, I have still.
Never. And that happened when I was like, I don't know, 15.
15.
That is not how
I feel like you can injure yourself doing. Oh, it always surprises me.
I needed a dumpling and I pulled my muscle in my thumb.
Yeah.
From needing a dumpling.
Do you ever? Does it?
What?
Especially as a.
No!
Those dumplings were proper soft and fluffy.
If you use all your muscles, then you shouldn't have a problem.
If but right. Here's my question.
I'm just saying.
Man said compound movement.
Are you needing dumplings?
Nah, but good. I do other right. actions.
As a medical professional, things. Does it ever like hit you how. Bizarre it is that we don't just break every day for not or to me it's amazing that I go home and I'm uninjured. I swear
are you accident
explain that Alvin like are you accident prone?
No like but you know like in December end yeah. of December I twisted my knee
how
playing tennis.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying
that's natural
yeah but I used to so to get into bed I'd have to get my dressing gown bout throw it onto my leg
lift and, it off
it's the action
and lift my leg and swivel
man said yeah? He does his own
onto
lever
my
bro.
Bed
man was his own crane bro.
I swear that's what I had to
man
do.
Was his own crane
and oh, to get down I'd have to reverse the process throw it over the leg and then swing my leg down.
I can imagine you doing it as
can
well
can you see it literally. So like to get like to use to get into the shower
long
was a mission.
You needed a seat in there still.
I couldn't even have a seat in there. Imagine I'd have to get my crutches a certain way. I'd wow. have to get over the step because the shower has a step to get into it.
Oh no.
All sorts.
Alright. So how are we running this off?
Sorry. Listen, don't take your body for granted.
It's true.
Enjoy the fact that you're just walking. You're come on now.
Make the body
shododosa.
So let's
okay, sorry. What?
People are going to take that the wrong way, you know, like, use your body to your advantage. Is that the last thing we're going
with? No, that's not the last
that
thing.
That has to be bleeped out.
Last
that
thing.
That's like saying twerk for Jesus.
No. Drop it low.
Whoa!
That could run me a song.
When I saw that. It is a song.
It is a song.
Is it mad?
Yes.
The unfortunate thing is that is a song. It's mad.
It's mad still.
I couldn't believe it. Anyway, sorry. I am.
Yo, the Bible does say, man, everything that has breath, praise the Lord, innit?
Shut up, man.
Not like that.
Cheeks don't have cheeks don't have breath.
But the person with the cheeks has breath, though.
No, but we don't praise God like that.
No, but we don't praise God.
No, but.
Anyway. So, this is like, so. This is being a man, Satan's way versus being a man, God's way. So I'm going to read from the same book. I'm going to read two passages. First passage I'm going to read is not long. I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 14.
Gosh, my head's hot.
Huh?
Sorry, my head's hot.
Isaiah chapter 14, and I'm going to start reading from verse 12.
Two.
I don't know where I'm going to... I know I'm going to stop, but I can't remember the verse, so I'm going to read until I know where the stop is. Now, this verse here, God is addressing the king of Tyre, but you'll see that he's not really addressing the king of Tyre. Really, he's addressing Satan. And you'll see the evidence that he's addressing Satan as we read. How are you fallen? There's some Christians who think that Lucifer is not Satan. Satan is Lucifer. You'll see the evidence for that as I read. Anyway. How art thou? I might cut all of that out. We'll see. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down on the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to the to hell, to the sides of the pit. They shall see thee and look narrowly upon you. So they'll look at you intensely, like they'll look at you and they'll be thinking, basically. They'll look at you narrowly and consider you, saying, is this the man who has made the earth tremble, that did shake the kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But you are cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword. And it keeps going, and I'm really quickly going to read a parallel verse to that, and that parallel verse is here. It's talking about the same thing, and that verse is Ezekiel 28, and it's verse 12 again. And it begins, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sard, and then it goes through some precious stones. It goes through quite a lot of precious stones, and gold, and workmanship of thy tambourines and pipes were prepared in thee in the day that you were created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covers. I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mount of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. So this is describing Satan in his original position, or Lucifer in his original position, where he was the covering cherub in heaven. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of your merchandise, and then it goes on to explain how Satan basically fell. So we see that in chapter 14 of Isaiah, we see Satan saying he will exalt himself above the stars of God, above the clouds, and he wanted to be as God. And we see how he is brought down, or how in the end he will be brought down. That's the picture that we get of Satan. Anyone want to comment anything on that?
Yeah, so that's what we were saying earlier, and about him exalting, you exalting yourself is gonna ultimately be your downfall. So that's just like the verse that we read like a while ago about like puffing out your chest, isn't it? Like that's not a good quality. And in fact, that's the type of quality that brought Satan out of heaven, isn't it? And that was like the first like original sin, like in terms of like exalting yourself, like thinking that you're bigger than you actually are, thinking that you're more important, or you could take a place that you actually can't fill, and only Christ can actually fill that. So yeah, that's what my comment would be on that.
Okay. Anything else?
You know what? That breath in sounded like he's gonna say something. Yeah, like, yeah.
So now that's a description of Satan in a nutshell. And in 14, you see all those eyes. You see, he's quite self-centered and wants to exalt himself. And contrast this with chapter... go on.
So, no, I just think to answer the question, if God says man up, what would it look like? It wouldn't include yourself. it wouldn't include self-exaltation. Mm. It would include everybody outside of yourself. So to be a real man is to...
leave yourself at the door, man.
Yeah.
Focus on the rest of everyone else.
Yeah. Like, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Like, that's outside of yourself. Love God. Again, that's outside of yourself. So, yeah. It kind of all comes back in like a mad circle, innit? And like it kind of like connects up. So yeah, that's what being a true man.
Well, you forgot one as well, still. Giving it shall come back to you.
Go on, say it in the mic.
Oh, you forgot one, like giving it shall come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now here's the last thing I'll say, and it's the contrast to the Satan, to what's to the.
I was messing up today, you know.
It's only Tuesday.
Listen, I've been. Anyway. Whoa, Alvin. It's not funny anymore.
Alvin, what? Go on.
I don't know, mate. I'm struggling today. To the description of Satan. So here's the contrast. This will help. So this is Isaiah chapter 53, one of my favorite passages ever in the Bible. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness when we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did not yet we did esteem him stricken of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And it keeps going, but I'll stop there. Every time I read that, I can't even speak. Because, like, what's crazy is this is written hundreds of years before Christ comes. And yet, it so accurately describes how he would behave, what would happen to him, everything. But more impressive than that is that everything he did, number one, he did to glorify his Father, and he did the will of his Father. But number two, look at how many times the word our was used there versus Satan's I. Like, he was bruised for our transgressions. He bore our iniquities and our sins. He was stricken for us. Everything he did for our sake. That is the sort of man who
we are trying
God
to be
expects
like
us to be, yeah, and who God wants us to be.
Basically.
And that's me done.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm gonna cry if I keep talking. I'm
getting emotional.
That's why I'm shutting up.
Nah, literally.
I feel loud at man.
Why
are you talking about part one? I feel loud at
you. Man, saying Alvin said man up, you know, like.
Truly, man up. Thank you for that, Alvin.
Thank you. I don't know.
And that has been episode 195. No, I'm joking. I don't
it's
know.
It's been an episode.
It's been an episode of the podcast.
It has been an episode.
I've been myself, Cameron, and I'm out. Bye.
That's it. I'm out. Like, he's done it by himself, you know.
What about the rest of us?
I've been Alvin, and I hope I will continue to be. Goodbye.
Ooh, I'll be showing his vulnerabilities. Alvin, don't lie, but I know a couple of girls were like, "Oh my gosh, it's so
cute."
And by his stripes,
stop it. Listen, my voice is not this low. I'm trying to get a wife. Come on. I'm joking.
See what I mean?
Ignore me, man. Ignore me. I'm too tired. I'm talking out of my.
I hope this is still recording. You know?
Is that pillow talk?
Basically.
I love you. Yeah.
I'm emotional too.
Yeah. No. No.
I'm emotional too.
It's Roman November. It's November. Just wait till December. Yeah.
Roman crying.
Let's wait till marriage.